All right, Alexander, let's talk about the Dominion server and what's going on there. Trump's been tweeting a lot of things about what's going on with Dominion. And obviously, Twitter is labeling them as misleading information, and sensitive content, whatever. Who cares? Guys, look for us on Parler. Look for us on Minds, on BitChute, on Odyssey. Of course, we're now on Rumble as well. And of course, look for us on Gab. We're seeing a lot of engagement on Parler and Gab, by the way. A lot of engagement, and that's a great sign, as well as on BitChute and Rumble. But anyway, you have Trump tweeting about Dominion, calling them out. You have Lynn Wood, one of his Dream Team attorneys, who's going after what's happening in Georgia as well, with the vote counting by hand. And Lynn Wood is the attorney for the Covington Catholic kids that won the case against CNN. He's an all-star attorney. You had Sidney Powell going on Lou Dobbs the other day, and I'll actually read you the tweet of what she said on Lou Dobbs. The Michael Flynn attorney, Sidney Powell, says she has staggering statistical evidence and testimony to show Dominion voting machines altered ballots, and this deception stems back to Venezuela, Cuba, and China. She says, quote, "I'm going to release the Kraken." That is what Sidney Powell. But you, look, it's an interesting interview with Lou Dobbs. It's fun to hear Sidney Powell speak because she's very engaging as well. She's a serious attorney, but she's also she's personable. But okay, she said unleash the Kraken, but she's a serious attorney. I mean, people are commenting on it and they're making fun of her on Twitter, which is expected on Twitter, but I just can't imagine that she wouldn't say, you know, she would have put in, even though she's entertaining, she wouldn't put in a lot of nuggets of truth into her comments as well, because she is a serious, powerful attorney. So anyway, Alexander, what do you make of everything that's happening with Dominion? I'll just preface it that we are getting a lot of emails about what Papadopoulos tweeted and what Louis Gohmert, I believe he's Louisiana, he represents Louisiana, what he said in an interview in a Zoom call with the company in SSCYTL, I think it's pronounced Skittle or Scuttle, and so the supposed raid. We're still trying to corroborate all of that with the U.S. Army and all of that stuff. We have seen that the AP, once again, this is just what they're reporting. They fact-checked it and they said none of it is true. There's been denials from the Army. This Skittle company has also denied it, as has Dominion. But look, I'm not saying one way or another. I'm saying we're trying to just dig in a little further and cooperate it. So I don't know how deep we'll go into that, but there's a lot to get into just on Dominion, all that.
We will get into the raid business in detail, but I will just make one very quick observation, which is be extremely careful of any denials that come from AP. I mean, AP just the other day, and we discussed it on our most recent live show, was claiming that the Chinese government has congratulated Joe Biden as president-elect. And in fact, the Chinese government has done no such thing, and they misquoted, or rather they edited the quote of the Chinese foreign ministry spokesman to make it appear as if the Chinese government had congratulated and recognized Biden as president-elect. When if you looked at that quote in its entirety, you will see that wasn't so. So be careful about AP. That's all I'm going to say about that. Now, it's an interesting story. It's a lot of information coming out, lots of things being both, you know, confirmed and denied. And we're not really in a position at this moment in time to report on it. But on the Dominion machines, we have an accumulating body of criticism. And one of the things that is most interesting of all, and which, you know, made my eyebrows twirl upwards, is that we had this article on Politico, which has appeared, in which it turns out that prominent Democrats, people like Klobuchar and the others, have been complaining about Dominion machines and have been saying the Dominion machines have been used to flip results, to turn a vote for one person into a vote for their opponent. So this is something the Democrats have themselves said. Can I just say, if you drill into the background of what Democrats have been saying in the past. It's quite interesting that things that they now insist are, you know, absolutely unimpeachable and have complete integrity to them. In the past, they've said other things about them. It turns out that the New York Times a decade ago wrote, you know, a very strong article, editorial, in fact, criticizing mail-in ballots and saying how mail-in ballots were extremely easy to manipulate and could result in all kinds of problems in elections and could result in fraud issues. And it seems if you go back a little further, Jimmy Carter said exactly the same thing. All of that is now, of course, being wiped. You don't actually get any of this information. But I would have thought that that information is there and we will get an awful lot more. And when lawyers come forward and talk in the way they do, of course they have to be careful what they say. Of course they have to be worried that if they go into court and say nonsense, their reputation will be shot to pieces and they could face professional misconduct issues. So they're going to be extremely careful what they say. The brilliance of American attorneys, and there is a very long history of this, unlike, say, attorneys in Britain, is that they do know how to go to the media and come up with vivid and exciting words like release the Kraken. If that hadn't been said in that way, who would know about it? It's the way you break through. So, yes, you get lots of people on Twitter coming along and criticizing the statement and saying it's over the top and laughing at it and criticizing it and ridiculing it. But by doing that, that nugget of information, the fact that the attorney said that, is known to far more people than if they said, well, you know, I'm just, you know, been going through all this research and I'm now going to produce all kinds of important information about this, that and the other. If you said that, nobody would notice. If you come up with a vivid statement like I'm about to release the Kraken, then as I said, everybody talks about it. And American attorneys going all the way back to Clarence Darrow and beyond have known how to do that, how to play the media, if you like, with great effect. And I don't see why that's been criticized now or derided now. It seems to me that so much of what you are hearing that is being said in the United States about the way people conduct themselves in the United States is being said by people who seem oblivious to American traditions. American traditions is you fight your case in court, you use vivid language, you come up with phrases that, you know, are punchy, and you play public opinion, and you play in the courts, and you win on all fronts. And that's, as I said, if you go back in time, that's how Clarence Darrow ran his cases. And that's how, you know, Sidney Powell and all those other people are fighting their cases now. It's just the way things have always been done in America. And it is a feature of American democracy. Tocqueville talked about it all the way back in the 1830s. So, you know, let's understand what's going on. Take this comment seriously on its face, because, as I said, attorneys don't come along and say, spout nonsense, and see what comes.
Yeah, let's be patient and let's see what comes. I still think we have another 2-3 weeks ahead of us. I really believe that. I hope Trump doesn't concede, even though the media is starting to create rumors that Trump is trying to concede. Geraldo Rivera was on Faw News. I'll call Fox News Faw News now. Fox News sucks is now the new chant. But he was there. And he said he spoke to Trump, and he was hinting that Trump was inching over to conceding. Once again, I don't think you can trust Fox. You definitely can't trust Fox News. Geraldo Rivera, I don't know how good of a friend he is with Trump and how often they speak. That's what Geraldo Rivera claimed. But there's also another two things. One is, how many times has Trump tweeted Alexander and people have made fun of Trump, especially on Twitter and the media? But Trump's tweets have always also had nuggets of truth in them, if not the whole thing being true. Whatever Trump has tweeted, when you went back in time, you would see, geez, he was right about it. So, you know, people may laugh at what Trump is tweeting now on Twitter and in the mainstream media, but Remember, when Trump tweets, there's always a lot of truth to it. That's number one. And number two, you've also seen the mainstream media and the fact checkers, including AP, state that, you know, the stories about Dominion and their connections to the Democrats, the Clinton Foundation, Pelosi, Feinstein, and these people, that's totally debunked. And that's not the case either, because when you dig a little deeper into it, you know, you do see that, yes, Dominion does have connections with the Clinton Foundation. They have made donations and they have worked with the Clinton Foundation. That foundation's not on their site. And the fact that the AP and the mainstream media and these fact checkers are saying, well, Dominion also works with Republicans, to me, I don't care. So what? There's a lot of Republicans and rhinos and a lot of Republicans in the swamp that also don't like Trump and that want him out and that have been working against him as well. So the fact that Dominion plays both sides of the aisle doesn't prove the fact, does not prove the point that Dominion hasn't been up to some funny business with the elections as well. So you have to be careful with the tactics the media and the fact checkers use.
Absolutely, because you must understand that this isn't just a Democrat versus Republican battle. That is part of the battle, but it's not even the main one. It's Trump versus the system. That is a completely different thing to understand. So there are lots of Republicans who are part of the system. I mean, you know, the Lincoln Project Republicans are part of the system. And the fact that, you know, Dominion has worked with some of them, with some Republicans, means absolutely nothing. It's a complete misconception to see that. And can I just say, I mean, you know, talking about the way people are, you know, spreading rumors about Trump being about to concede and things of this kind. There was a very interesting series of reports which appeared in the British media after Trump came and, you know, gave this, made all those statements about the vaccine and talked about, you know, the warp speed policy. They were working into that, the British reports were working into that, hints from things that Trump had supposedly said, which was supposed to give the impression that he was working his way towards conceding. And then you went and read what Trump actually said, and that wasn't the case at all. So again, I wouldn't take any of these rumors very seriously. I mean, there is an awful lot of pressure on Trump. If you go to establishment sites, establishment Republican sites like the Washington Examiner, the National Review, those sort of places, they are piling on the pressure on Trump to firstly cooperate with Biden on the transition, you know, share intelligence briefings with him, you know, help him with the whole transition arrangements, say that if he does that, he's conceding nothing. That might be technically true, legally speaking true, but the impression it would give in the country would be completely different. You might not get a million people turning up in Washington on a MAGA protest if they knew that Trump was actually cooperating with Biden on the transition. So, you know, be aware that there's an awful lot of false counsel out there and also false rumor, obviously. But what we can say definitely is that there is a huge amount of pressure. I will only believe Trump is conceding when he does so himself.
Yeah, I mean, finally, Alexander, when you have so many affidavits and so many people coming forward with claims, I mean, right now we can only call them claims because I think they do have to get examined in court and by attorneys. But you have hundreds upon hundreds of people coming forward and saying that, you know, the Dominion voting system, the election in general, specifically Dominion, is completely flawed. You even had, like you said, you had Klobuchar and Elizabeth Warren in the past saying the whole thing is flawed. Yeah. Let me just read you 2-3 tweets and you can comment on them. And I'm just, I literally went on to 2-3 sites and pulled up 2-3 tweets, but there's hundreds of cases of instances. That's evidence. So you have from the Gateway Pundit is reporting that an anti-Trump Dominion voting system security chief was actually participating in Antifa calls, posted Antifa manifesto letter to Trump online. I mean, he actually posted this, and this is a security chief working at Dominion. That's a red flag. You have this tweet here, sworn affidavit of Melissa Carone, who was contracted by Dominion to perform IT work on voting systems in Detroit on election night. Quote, I witnessed countless workers rescanning the batches without discarding them first, which resulted in ballots being counted 4 to 5 times. Finally, Alexander, a tweet from Charlie Kirk. Why is the rate of rejection for mail-in ballots 30 times lower than historical averages in Pennsylvania this year? Just 951 mail-in ballots out of 2.6 million cast were rejected.
Yeah.
Were they even checking the ballots? I mean, and there's just cases after cases after cases of real people making real claims.
Indeed, absolutely. So what's wrong with testing all these allegations in court? Surely that's what courts are there for. The courts are there. If you have an issue, if you have a concern, you can take it to court. You can pay your lawyers. It might cost you lots of money. You can pay your lawyers. You can have it argued out in court, and you might win and you might lose. And that, it seems to me, is a perfectly valid and entirely legitimate process. You're absolutely right, by the way. I mean, I'm very tired of reading in all sorts of places and all sorts of people say that there is no evidence, when there clearly is. There's lots of evidence. How strong that evidence is, what weight we should put on that evidence, that's another question. That's for a court to look at and decide. And as you, as we discussed in other programs, it will all go all the way up to the Supreme Court, and we will see. But these attempts by all sorts of people to try to close down this whole process, there's apparently going to be an attempt in Pennsylvania on Tuesday to try and throw out the entire case, apparently. You know, all these attempts by people to, you know, prevent proper scrutiny of this evidence and to try and put pressure on Trump and his campaign to give up on all of this, and all these threats and claims that he's undermining the legitimacy of the election by pursuing them, it seems to me, you know, makes me wonder whether these people don't realize that there's actually something there and they want to conceal it. They want to hide it. That's the impression that, you know, these attempts tend to give. Surely the right way to prove the integrity of this election, if these people are so confident of the integrity of this election, is to say, come along, you know, come along, bring it to court. We can prove it there. We can show how completely fair and honest this election was in every respect and in every place, and how strong our position in law is. Why did they say that? That seems to me, frankly, a much, much stronger position than trying to close it all down, which is what they're trying to do.
Yeah, that'll lead me to my final question to you, which is, I think you spelled it out, but let me throw it at you. You mentioned the Lincoln Project. If they were so confident, if they were so confident that Biden won and everything was on the up and up, why did the Lincoln Project go after the law firm in Pennsylvania with this cancel culture thing and threaten them and get people to literally say that, to dox them, to all kinds of terrible things, to smear them? If they were absolutely so confident, why would you engage in such low level forms of intimidation? I mean, what the Lincoln Project did was absolutely disgusting, but completely thuggish and low level. If you were that confident that your man won,
I think it was absolutely outrageous. And can I just say, I think in Britain, a law firm subjected to that kind of behaviour would be fully within its rights to take legal action. That's my own personal view. I mean, I think it's absolutely outrageous behaviour. And I'm not an expert on contempt of court proceedings, but I do wonder whether, you know, an attempt to intimidate lawyers in order to deny someone legal counsel might almost fall within that category. So, I mean, I'm talking about Britain. I'm not talking about the United States, though, except, you know, the legal culture is perhaps different there. But I still found that completely outrageous and, frankly, deeply sinister. And yes, it's absolutely the case. If these people are so sure, if they are so confident, then let it go to the court and let the court decide. What's the problem with that? If you really believe in your own case, if you're putting pressure on lawyers, if you're putting pressure on Trump, if you're making all these statements in the media all the time saying how outrageous it is that these cases are even being brought, then that tells me that you're not actually sure about your own case. I may be right, I may be wrong in thinking that, But that's the impression it's giving me. And I suspect it's giving that impression to a lot of other people also.
Yeah, and I mean, I think what the Lincoln Project did goes beyond the standard mainstream media smearing of Trump. Fine, you know, fine. The mainstream media is going to smear him no matter what, and they're going to come and they're going to try to you know, act against Trump no matter what happens, whether he won or lost or anything. They're going to try to smear him. But you know what the Lincoln Project did was very telling. I mean, they for them to stoop to that level, to me, signals that they're very, very worried. For them to stoop to that level, because the media is one thing, Brian Stelter and Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon coming out and saying Trump is crazy and just concede. Okay, fine. That was 100% expected. But never in my wildest dreams did I expect the Lincoln Project, these neocons, to go after and dox and intimidate and threaten a law firm.
Well, it looked to me like harassment, not just a law firm, but, you know, as I understand it, I mean, you know, I have to be careful because I haven't seen all the information and I don't want to, by the way. But as I understand it, individual lawyers within that firm also, which to me comes across very much as harassment, which in Britain is an offence. It's actually an offence. And as I said, there might in Britain also, and again, I'm not an expert in this field, be contempt of court issues about that, because lawyers are officers of the court. So, I mean, all of this comes into play, I would have thought, irrespective of the, you know, the this might be, you know, legal within the United States. It's completely outrageous. And I've never seen it done before. I mean, it absolutely astonishes me. I mean, you know, let's go back to, you know, you know, all kinds of famous cases. I mean, all kinds of, you know, strange and troubling people that have been prosecuted for all kinds of strange things. You know, do you put pressure on their lawyers to take away their legal counsel? I mean, who ever heard of that? I mean, I've never in my life heard of that. And can I just say again, these cases that Donald Trump is bringing, or rather his campaign are bringing, they do not undermine the legitimacy of the election process. It's the complaints that have been made, not just by Trump's campaign, by lots of people, that undermine the integrity of the legal process. Taking a case to court will not undermine the integrity of the election process. It will hopefully secure it. It will make us feel more confident about the result than we are now. So bring these cases on. Since these complaints are out there, bring these cases on. Let the courts decide. Don't obstruct the cases. On the contrary, facilitate them. Carry out disclosure. Don't make these applications to throw the cases out, which may succeed or may not succeed, but if they succeed, they're bound to be appealed. They will simply create more complexity. Take them forward. Have it argued out. That's the legal way. That's the democratic way. That, by the way, has always been the American way. So let's do it that way. I mean, can I just say, it is not unheard of in the United States, far from unheard of, in fact, in the United States, for there to be complaints about election processes. I was reading about a case in Pennsylvania where there was a legal dispute about the elections to the state Senate in the early 90s, in the mid-90s, in fact. And in fact, in that case, the court intervened, said the election had clearly been tainted by very, very extensive fraud, and the election was voided. So we're not talking about things that never happen. They do happen. Obviously, not on the scale that is being alleged this time. But if you are confident that it didn't happen this time, then let the court decide, and we can move forward then, knowing what the decision is.
Absolutely. All right, we'll leave it there. Guys, please... subscribe to this channel. You're watching this either on Rumble or BitChute or Odyssey. So subscribe to this channel. Share this channel with everybody you know. Let people know that we're on these platforms as well, these alternative platforms, which which I'm very confident will succeed and will allow us to speak more freely. And also go to the Durant Shop, pick up some merchandise. Well, PayPal, Patreon, subscribe, start down below and pick up some merchandise.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and you know, we make the best mugs in the world, can I just say, as a world expert on mugs, having been somebody who's been drinking tea and coffee since, you know, his mid-teens, I should know, and I've gone through hundreds, probably thousands of mugs. We make the best, and here's our mug with the flag of the United States, but you will find mugs with the flags of many countries. Here is Australia. Here is Britain, my own country. You can just see it, I think, there. And, of course, we've got the best shirts in the world, long-sleeve T-shirts like the one I'm wearing now, short-sleeve T-shirts. I've noticed I've been wearing my long-sleeve T-shirts because the weather has turned cold here in London where I live. But these long-sleeve T-shirts are perfect for colder weather in places like London. But we've got short-sleeve T-shirts. We've got amazing polo shirts too. We've got amazing hats. You can see them there with the flag of Britain. Beautifully embroidered. And of course, we've got hoodies, we've got stickers, we've got ebooks, and they're wonderful things in our shop. And we get enormously positive feedback from our viewers who buy our merchandise. And at the same time, you support the Duran by buying our merchandise. And you don't just support the Duran by buying our merchandise, you support us by finding us on these other platforms that Alex was talking about, you know, Rumble, BitChute, all the others. And also you can support us by coming to and supporting us on Patreon and Subscribestar and in those other ways. So we depend on your support, and in return we give you these wonderful programs and these wonderful things you can find in our shop. So support us in every way you can, buy yourself these wonderful things, and come to our next broadcast.
All right, Alexander Mercurius, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.